chaos after a gas pipeline erupts in a fiery explosion. Over 20 people dead and dozens injured in Mexico tonight. The explosion triggered evacuations, leaving behind destruction in its wake. Good evening, I'm Veronica Dela Cruz.
And I'm Ken Bassino. This explosion highlighting a dangerous problem plaguing the country.
Video from the scene shows a huge fire spread across a field as bystanders watch from a distance. The explosion was reported this evening. Residents living near the pipeline have been forced from their homes. It happened tonight in the state of Hidalgo, about 80 miles north of Mexico City. The national energy company Pemex is blaming the blast on an illegal tap used to try and steal fuel. Ambulance crews and doctors have been rushing to the area. In addition to 20 killed, more than 70 people have been injured. Victims with serious burns are being transported to hospitals in Mexico City. Illegal gas taps by criminal gangs happen frequently in Mexico. The government is trying to crack down on them. A similar incident in 2010 killed 27 people. In the meantime, President Trump says that he is making a major announcement tomorrow about the southern border.
Sources say that he plans to offer Democrats another proposal to try to end the shutdown. President Trump tweeted out that he will make an announcement concerning the humanitarian crisis on the border and the government shutdown from the White House. It will happen at noon Pacific time. When asked if the president will declare a national emergency, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was tight-lipped.
He's going to continue looking for the solution to end the humanitarian and national security crisis at the border.
Is that a national emergency?
Again, I'm not getting ahead of the president. He'll make that announcement tomorrow afternoon. I suggest everybody tune in.
Well, sources are telling CBS News that the president is not planning to declare a national emergency tomorrow to build the wall. Instead, President Trump is reportedly planning to present a deal the White House believes could get the Democrats to negotiate. He is not expected to back down from his demand for a border wall, we are told, but he plans to offer other concessions to the Democrats. Meanwhile, workers are teaming up with a Bay Area lawmaker to search for an end to the shutdown.
Nightbeat's Andrea Nakano has details from San Francisco.
The president has got to become presidential. This shutdown has got to end.
Congresswoman Jackie Speier from California's 14th District has been very vocal about her opposition to President Donald Trump and his idea of border security.
Mr. President, you are not going to get your way on a dumb wall. We will work with you in developing smart border security that actually generates results. But you're not going to do it on the backs of all the federal workers.
And today, the Congresswoman invited furloughed government workers to share their stories.
We want to go back to work. We want to get paid for the work we do for the American people.
Workers from NASA Ames and the EPA say they haven't seen a check since the end of December. To help federal employees, Lefties in Fisherman's Wharf, for example, is offering free meals until the shutdown ends. Destiny Cooper with the EPA hopes politicians will come up with some sort of agreement to open the government again soon.
The impact of not knowing is just as stressful. The fact that you don't know where or how this is going to end.
And as for the major announcement expected from President Trump on Saturday afternoon, Congresswoman Speier says she has no insight on what that announcement will be.
Do you think I know how that brain works? I would hope that the president has gotten enough heat, his poll numbers have dropped significantly enough, that he recognizes that he owes it to the American people.
And that was Andrea Nakano reporting there. During the shutdown, about 800,000 federal employees are either on furlough or working without pay. Well, PayPal is also stepping in tonight to help some of the people affected by the partial shutdown. It's setting aside $25 million for interest-free credit. Anyone who uses PayPal credit and works with the government can get an advance of up to $500.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller's office is disputing an explosive BuzzFeed News report tonight. It claims that President Trump told his attorney, Michael Cohen, to lie to Congress. His office issued a rare public statement today. Spokesman Peter Carr says BuzzFeed's description of specific statements to the special counsel's office and characterization of documents and testimony obtained by this office regarding Michael Cohen's congressional testimony are not accurate. BuzzFeed's report says the information came from two federal law enforcement officials. It claims that Trump told Cohen to lie to lawmakers, telling them that talks about building a Trump Tower in Moscow ended months sooner than they really did. Now, the news site also says that Mueller learned from multiple sources that Trump directed Cohen to lie. BuzzFeed issued a statement today. Here it is, saying it stands by its reporting. The statement said, quote, "We are continuing to report and determine what the special counsel is disputing. We remain confident in the accuracy of our report." Now, today we also learned that President Trump will be holding a second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. The goal will be to try to convince the North to give up its nuclear weapons program. The announcement came after the president met with a North Korean envoy. Summit scheduled to happen near the end of February, and the location will be announced later.
Let's take a look now at women's marches. Some impressive numbers last year, more than 100,000 people marching in the Bay Area alone. But the historic movement appears to be losing steam amid controversy. Nightbeat's Maria Medina spoke with organizers in San Jose about this year's challenges.
Organizers of Women's March San Jose expect 24,000 people to show up for tomorrow's event. That's the same amount of people who showed up last year. But they admit this year was a challenge as they try to distance themselves from the controversy.
This is what democracy looks like.
Millions took part in the first women's marches in 2017. But now their unity is being threatened, and Bay Area organizers say they felt the impact.
My stomach sunk, and then as it got closer, it got worse and worse, and it hurt us.
Several chapters canceled plans this year after the National Women's March Group refused to remove co-president Tamika Mallory after she appeared on The View defending her association with Louis Farrakhan. He's top minister in the Nation of Islam, an organization designated a hate group by the Southern Poverty Law Center because of the racist, anti-Semitic, and anti-LGBT rhetoric of its leaders.
Just because you go into a space with someone does not mean that you agree with everything that they say.
Still, donations are down this year for Women's March Bay Area. This plea on their website on the eve of Saturday's march says they are short 25% of the group's budget.
Our funding was down. We had to do a lot of work, and we really reached out into the Jewish community.
We run our organization separate from the national, separate from any other group, and we know what we stand for.
As Women's March Bay Area organizers distance themselves from the national group, they continue their movement with optimism and another plea for those who may be hesitant to help spread their message.
Don't let the rhetoric and the rumors separate us. Let's come together, let's celebrate, let's stay united, because if we don't, then that's how they break us apart.
And here in San Jose, the Women's March will start at City Hall at 11 tomorrow morning. It'll end here at Arena Green near the SAP Center. The event goes until 4 p.m. and there will be a heavy police presence. On the Nightbeat, I'm Maria Medina.
Well, those marches mean many streets are going to be blocked off. Nightbeat's Gianna Franco on what we can expect on the roads tomorrow.
If you plan on heading into San Francisco on Saturday, there are closures in place for the Women's March, which is happening Saturday, January 19th from 11:30 to 3 at Civic Center Plaza. Now, the rally begins there at 11:30. The march starts at 1:30, and it should extend to about 3 o'clock that afternoon. Street closures that will be in effect will be Market Street between 8th and Embarcadero, Grove Street between Polk and Market. Muni will also be affected. SF Muni information here will be routed to Mission Street. Also, Mission Street, you'll have access restricted for transportation between Van Ness and Embarcadero. No buses on Market Street. They are recommending that you use SF Muni, BART, or ferry service if you plan on heading into San Francisco to participate in the Women's March, which again is happening Saturday, January 19th, starting at 11:30 with a rally at Civic Center. It extends until 3 o'clock with the march beginning at 1:30.
Well, there are two sides to every story, as you know, and tonight we are hearing one of them in an exclusive interview with the jogger who was bitten by another woman on an East Bay trail.
I thought she was trying to kill me. And I thought, oh my God, I'm gonna die out here.
Cindy Stainer was jogging in the Oakland Hills the morning of January 3rd. That's when she says a dog nipped at her shorts, prompting her to pepper spray it. Seconds later, she says the dog's owner ran after her, hit her, and then bit her.
She was literally latched to my arm. Latched to my arm.
Now, the 19-year-old dog owner released this video of her dog with a swollen eye, obviously from the pepper spray. And the dog's owner's attorney says that Cindy is lying, that she was the aggressor. The attorney claims the woman bit Cindy in self-defense. District attorney is currently reviewing the case. A recent report reveals how one South Bay city is seeing a sharp increase in auto burglaries and thefts. According to the Mountain View Police Department, the city saw a 12% increase in burglaries in 2018. Stolen vehicles shot up nearly 62%. And police say common hotspots for those crimes were at the Century Cinema 16 parking lot and the In-N-Out parking lot on North Rengsdorf Avenue.
Santa Cruz police tonight warning residents to beware of credit card skimmers at gas pumps. On Sunday, police found three skimmers on pumps at a gas station on Mission Street. Police are investigating how long they were there. The department is urging customers to monitor their bank statements for fraudulent activity if they paid at the pump. Older gas station pumps are more susceptible to skimming devices.